Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Christine Milleresi and Mike Hayden. In this hour, Mel and Mike will serve as your guides as you access the spirit realm light beings who teach the shamanic mysteries. You'll meet fascinating guests and gain the knowledge to walk upon Terra Christa, the new earth. Now, here are your hosts, Mel and Mike.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Terra Christa Radio, where we bring ascension down to earth. This is a great time upon the planet, and we are very happy to give you a very special show today with our background story and a very special guest that we will announce later. I am Mel, and I am here with my co-host, Mike.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today, it's wonderful to be here. Our specialty is assisting you in becoming masters of the new earth, Terra Christa. We ourselves are master ascension guides and teach through vibratory communication, which is the ability to bring forth higher frequency light forms for your remembrance and your growth. So be sure to check out our website and Facebook page, both under the name Walking Terra Christa. We're going to have on today's show, last week we had Steve Rother and Barbara Rother, which was a wonderful show, so tap into the archives right on the voiceamerica.com page. And today we're going to have a wonderful show. We're going to have Milleresi be the interviewee. So with our background story, I think we're going to get to my story this week. We realized there was a lot more to the story, to the backstory.
That's for sure.
So I hope you guys enjoy this. This is really going to be good. And I'm basically going to treat Mel as if this was my show and I was interviewing her. So I'm just going to get right into it. Glad to have you here on the show today, Mel.
Thank you so much. This is quite a different way to be on the other side of the fence.
Well, for those of us on this pathway, many of us have spent our whole lives being the proverbial square peg, trying to fit into the round hole. I think that's a theme of lightworkers. They probably share that same sentiment. I know most of the ones I have talked to do. What do you think that it was about your own childhood that made you feel different?
Oh, I have quite a story, Mike, and you already know this, but to share with our listeners today. First off, I want to talk about the knowingness that I felt as a child before I get into anything else. Spirit has always been in my life, even though I wasn't even aware consciously how deeply spirit was in my life. I lived in a beautiful setting on a lake in the woods, a very rural area in southern New Jersey, and I connected to nature. I was a nature girl from the very beginning. My mom always said I was outside playing in the mud when I was a very young child. I lived on a lake, so I swam, I ice skated. I walked, so I was very active, and that part of my life was very resonating to my soul. It was a very wonderful time.
That kind of brings the idyllic vision.
Yeah.
I know there's more to the story than that, so I'm wondering if you can fill us in on the broader pictures and the other elements that affected you on this pathway, you know, your awakening, coming into being who you are today, makes it sound like you just walked right into that. Wasn't that nice?
That would have been very nice. Truly, it wasn't. At times, each of us have had our own dysfunctional situations because that's part of our society. We're healing those waves of generations. And this generation, as you and I know, we are part of that healing process. For me, it definitely was a very challenging time in many ways. I grew up in a family of five. I was fourth child. I had three older sisters that had children when I was still at a very young age. I was 8 years old when the first grandchild was born. So I was prompted to be the caretaker in many situations. I loved being with my sister's kids. In fact, they're more my siblings than my older sisters because I grew up with them, basically. And my relationship to my mother and father was very confusing. There was alcoholism in the family, but they were very functional through that alcoholism. The whole family became involved. For holidays, it was just part of a social arena at that time. But as a child, I found it very confusing because when they were healthy, they were sober, which they were wonderful. But when they weren't, they were very unhealthy. So my inner child was very, very confused with that process. But I had one special lady who was my grandmother who assisted me through this process. She passed away when I was 19. And she opened up the doorway for me to fully walk into the world of spirit in my physical consciousness.
I think we all have those touchstones that kind of remind us who we are, and even if we don't understand at the time, and I guess your grandmother was that person for you. Was there any event specifically that with her that had you realize there was more to this story than just maybe being a child and being by the lake and experiencing nature and feeling the energies of the animal spirits or the elementals that might have been there? And you said you had a knowing, just knowing there was something more. Was there anything, you know, did you see spirits or feel spirits?
Oh, I was always very sensitive to energies from as far back as I can remember, good and bad. It was always kind of laughed at because I was always asked to go into new houses to feel the energies with my sisters. My grandmother would nurture me and she would talk to me, not specifically about the spirit world, but just about love and being very loving. And my mother told me at a later time that she actually expressed to her to watch me because I was very sensitive and very, very gifted.
In your childhood, you mentioned the alcoholism and the unhealthiness would show up sometimes, which in terms of what it was for, I guess, the energies you perceived from other people. Was there any thing in your childhood that kind of expressed to you formulating your self-worth, your sense of well-being, who you thought you were as a person, you know, in your life, any big events that kind of had a big impact on you?
Well, as you know, Mike, I had many challenges as a child. The first challenge was my weight. I was very thin at 7 years old previous to that. And I had tonsillitis constantly, so my parents had my tonsils removed, which was necessary for a health reason. But afterwards, the weight started piling on my body in different segments. And it was opened up that I had a low thyroid condition, although at times I wasn't on thyroid medication. So there was a yo-yo diet syndrome that occurred. As a young child, I was very active. I swam in the lake. I actually did distance with a swimming instructor. I ice skated, and it was a very challenging time. I realized in my later years, most of the weight was on my lower extremities, that I had put the pain, my inner pain, that I really didn't feel as if I had a voice, and I had low self-esteem. So I put that pain onto my legs, and I've struggled with that in releasing it, and finally, it's going because it's time to leave and all the work that I've done to help it leave.
So for your whole life, you've had this struggle with weight and issues. I imagine that was probably pretty hard as a kid in school.
It was very hard. It was very challenging for me. And I totally turned inward. I became very introverted, quite different than I am today. And I had another issue that occurred. So I stated that I didn't have a voice. I truly didn't have a voice. I had a stuttering problem from as long as I can remember. It was so bad that I would try and share a story even at a young age. I remember being about 5 years old and everybody would be finishing the story for me and giggling and laughing. So that caused me to go even deeper within myself because I was afraid to speak. That's pretty amazing event to happen. And here I am talking to you on a radio show, and I've been facilitating workshops and doing channeling for the last 20 years. So I feel that I have truly aspire to a greater life within myself, because even in high school and college, I did not speak in the classroom. To give an oral report was the worst fear anyone can imagine. So it has been quite a journey for me.
Well, we're going to take a break here in about another 45 seconds or so. And I just want to say that I think your story is probably, you know, more dramatic. You had a lot of different things to deal with. The energies from other people, the comments. I know from what you've told me that even your own father was kind of hard on you about the weight.
He was very, very hard on me, and that took me a long time to fully release. My relationship with my parents was loving but confusing, and I learned to heal myself.
Well, everybody, we're talking with Mel of Mel and Mike from Walking Terra Krista, doing the background story. We're going to come back shortly. You are listening to Walking Terra Krista Radio with Mel and Mike on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Mel Oresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Krista, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to Walking Terra Krista Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mike. I'm here with Mel. We're doing the background story on this episode today. And Mel was just sharing that she had a stuttering problem all through her youth as a child, in addition to her issues with being heavier than most of the other children. And I was going to ask her how long it took for her to have that stuttering clear up and what were the circumstances behind that.
Well, that's very interesting. I dealt with it through my 20s. I was an administrative assistant, so even picking up the phone sometimes was difficult. If I would write something in front of me, I could read it much easier, as I learned through therapy in schooling of how to work through the process. The problem was there was too much information in my brain and my mouth wasn't fast enough to get it out. So what happened to me is I started the channeling in my early 30s. It started to subside. Of course, when I was channeling, I was not stuttering. And the energy came through me and created a great healing, relaxed my body. So I could start to project myself in a much clearer manner. It was quite an experience.
And in that process, I mean, obviously knowing where you are today and looking backwards, that was also you stepping into who you were with your gifts and who you were really supposed to be in this lifetime.
Oh, most definitely. It was a scary time because spirits came into my life and took over my life. It opened me up tremendously. My grandmother started the process, but I attended a seminar in which there was a channel there, and she insisted that I communicate with the beings that were around me, and that was it. They haven't stopped talking since.
Well, I know, and I do apologize for bringing up some of the more delicate elements emotionally from your past life, as I tend to call it now, even in this lifetime. But I think it helps to for everyone to hear that and to put it, so we can all put it in the context. And if I were to give an overview of it, it seems to me that, you know, here you were for all of your childhood and young adult years, living in a world where you felt, you know, very ostracized. Even though you had family, you probably felt alone most of the time, looking out on a world where others seemed to not have the same issues. You know, here you were knowing there was another world that almost should be there. You could sense it, you could feel it, and that world wasn't just the world of spirit, but the world of you know, a better way to be. You know,
definitely.
One where people were kinder, pleasant, nice to one another, where they didn't put one another down, where they didn't abuse one another, where they weren't being cruel. It's almost as if you came in knowing that was very real for you, and you couldn't understand why it wasn't that way. I certainly know that my childhood was very similar in that regard. And I had this perception that, you know, there was something wrong with this picture when people acted that way. And I see children today, they, of course, come in with a lot more than we had. They come in with even more of a knowing, the indigos and the star children, as we refer to them. So why do you think so many light workers have similar experience to this in their own lives, and even those that don't have the extreme examples that you had? They always, it's a theme we hear, that they've always felt something was amiss.
It's part of our process. We need to come in like this. Number one, we've got karmic issues with these individuals. I know for myself that I was my mother's grandmother. In my previous life, I didn't stay in spirit very long, about 3 years. And then I came back in again to deal with these issues with these individuals, but also to have a higher sense of myself, I believe, even though I had these challenges and it took me a few years to get through them, but I was able to have the gifts, and that was a gift unto myself. So we need to heal these karmic relationships. And secondly, my mother would say, what does not kill you only makes you stronger. She was very wise. So we need to bring in our courage and our strength. As an example, as in the natives would say, walking our talk. This is what we are doing as leaders, especially those of us that are considered the first wave, like you and I are. We have traveled this route for eons and eons of time, and we needed to open up the energy for others to follow us.
Yeah, I believe the same. I call you know, the normal world that we live in, The Matrix after the movie, which I think was a wonderful example of how it really works as an analogy. I think one of the realizations of the evolution of a soul each of us has, specifically in this particular period of humanity's development, is we came here this lifetime to wake up from the dream and remember who we are. The thing is, the collective reality of the Matrix, for all the eons that we have walked upon this earth, just like gravity, it's very, very strong. And I think when we come back in and incarnate, we end up with fighting that gravity, which is our own past, our own creations from the past, our karmic ties, all the energies and elements. If you consider we've lived eons, how many thousands upon thousands of people do we actually have already known?
Exactly.
It's one of those things where if we incarnate and we fall back into the old ways, or I think this lifetime we've put ourselves into a position where we've stacked up the deck. You know, we've made it. Look, this is the golden era that's coming upon us now. And if we're going to be alive now, I think we wanted to give ourselves every chance to confront those old fears, those old obstacles, those anything that we stumbled over, whether it be big or small, in any of those past timelines of our lives that we have lived, where we didn't clear them. You know, there's probably tons and tons that we're lugging around in our suitcases.
There are. And this is a perfect example, and I totally agree with you, as you and I have experienced, even in our personal relationship, of elements we had to clear. If we go back a little bit of how I cleared my thyroid, I worked with herbs and vitamins, and I had assistance from a special healer. And my native teacher, No Eyes, came to me and taught me about the herbs, and I diligently delved into it, and my thyroid is now a regular thyroid. It is no longer a low thyroid, which has assisted me in other elements in my life changing. I had a lot of side effects from the medication. I also was able to clear the stuttering by allowing the energy of channeling to come into my body, and I look at the doorway onto speaking directly with spirit opened me up in so many ways. I also did the inner child work. I cleared the psychological issues, and I totally healed the relationship with both of my parents. And I was able to experience that in the last 10 years of their life. So it was a wonderful experience because I got to see them for whom they truly were and not what my fears or my anxieties allowed me to see.
It's a fascinating story, and the revelations that I think we all come to regarding that. I know in a few minutes we're going to take a break here, but I just want to say that I went through a very similar process with my own mother. I didn't get to spend any real time with her after I healed the relationship with her, because she then passed, you know, within a month. I spent a lot of time working on it with her. But it definitely made her transition a lot better. And, of course, once she was gone, it made it much more easier for me to deal with not having all those issues still there. I think that we really have come in to clear those things up and face them. Of course, the great irony and the sense of humor of spirit is that in all the totality of the experiences that we've had over the eons, not just this lifetime, we've certainly bought into them like that gravity that we walk upon every day on Mother Earth, on Gaia. We took them to heart. We forgot who we were and our formlessness and our eternalness as beings of light that we are. And we really convinced ourselves very well that we were something else. And I think now it's time for us to fully start embracing. This is what the teachings that you've been doing and the information that you've been getting through spirit, you know, you've been channeling the cosmic great source of oneness, which recently they've given themselves another nickname called the Unified Whole. And they've, you know, just in the last couple months, even working with us through the things that we've had to deal with in clearing these timelines between us. Because while we've known each other 2 years, as friends, we haven't actually been in known each other that well up until the last 6 months. And we've had an incredible journey clearing old timelines between us in order to be where we are today. And I think the challenges that were there that we have to overcome is that we forget that the irony is that the illusion is everything we've put up as all those obstacles, that they're not us. They're not who we are.
This is true. And that's why it's so important to bring forth the energy to remove these timelines. So I'm so happy we can do this for others.
Well, everybody, we are here with Mel. We're doing the background story. And we're going to have a special guest coming up in the next segment. I know that this story could get deeper, and we can definitely explore it in much more depth. But we're going to have a wonderful guest coming up, because this is the weekend of the energy of the Christ energies with Easter. It's also the energies of the Buddha all over the world in many cultures with the Wesak festivals. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Wesak and the guest, Lord Sananda. If you do want to call in, we might have a chance to actually take calls as well. So call into the show at 866-472-5795. This is Mel and Mike on Walking Terra Christa Radio.
Talk to you soon.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Mel Aresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mike, and I have been interviewing Mel with the background story. And I'm hoping that this is going to have everybody understand the depthness of this work and what each of us has to go through. We work with the shamanic energies because it is walking through the illusion of your own darkness. And in many ways, it's not an illusion because the world that we have all co-created here that we call Earth and the third dimensional reality is actually real. It is real. What is not real is your perception of it. So we wanted to do a segment with Lord Sananda, so we're out of time with Mel. So we're going to bring in Lord Sananda, being that it's the energies of the Christ. And we're not even going to be able to continue our story next week, because next week we're going to have a wonderful musician named Carl Stedman, who is also a light worker and on the path and has his own experiences to share and his revelations himself. He's working on a book, and I believe the title is The Journey of the Uneducated Man, or something like that. We're going to find out the details from Carl and hear some of his wonderful music. But for now, we're going to go back to Mel, and she's actually going to give us a little introduction to the WISAC ceremony, and then we'll talk with Lord Sananda.
First, I just want to mention, Mike, we haven't had time to do your story, so it's only fair that we'd be able to put you into the fire pit. So when are we going to do that?
Well, I guess we'll have to do that after next week, after Carl's on.
I look forward to
that. I'll be the interviewee, and I can pretend that I'm showing up on your show.
That will be absolutely wonderful. Okay, WISAC, there's three festivals of WISAC. Those of you that do not know, I am ordained under Dr. Joshua David Stone, the late Joshua David Stone, who at first brought forth the Melchizedek Synthesis Light Academy, and it is now called I Am University, which truly assisted me in my pathway in ways that I cannot even explain. It accelerated me and made me feel quite at home with the frequencies. But WISAC has three festivals, actually, the major WISAC ceremony. And it's about the life and death of Lord Buddha. It is his time of ascension. And each of us as initiates and masters on the pathway, which is included with the spiritual hierarchy. And there is a ceremony in Shambhala on the inner plane at the time of the full moon of Taurus. There are two other ceremonies before and after. Right now, we're in the festival of the Christ. It is the full moon, and it always is at the same time as the Easter holiday. So we did a ceremony the other night on our call Wednesday evening. If you'd like to listen to that and download the MP3 file, it's on walkingterracrista.com under MP3 files. This energy this weekend is about our own personal resurrection and restoration. It prepares us for the true WISAC so we can accelerate ourselves to the next highest level. The following ceremony, which is 1 month after in June, is a festival of humanity. That's when we take everything that we've learned and give it to others, into humanity, creating heaven on earth. So now I'm going to bring in Lord Sananda, and he can explain a little bit more about what we're experiencing this year in the golden year. And I think he wants to express himself in two aspects today. First, as a Jeshua, or Jesus Christ, to show everyone the difference, because he truly wants to be considered Lord Sananda as we are moving out of that frequency of the Christ energy, of the devotional ray. The higher aspect is the New Age science and the spiritual hierarchy as what our teachings are about. So let's all take a moment.
And when you speak about the what we're moving out of, I get the impression that's the focus on the man, Jesus.
Correct. Lord Sananda is his higher self, as many of you know. He also works with the Intergalactic Command, the Ashtar Command, and more frequencies than just of the Earth plane. So Lord Sananda is that frequency. So you're tapping into a much higher level than Jesus Christ himself, although he will come through as Joshua. And I do channel him periodically, especially at Christmas time, for ceremonies to bring forth that energy. So you'll be able to feel a difference within that. So let's all just take a deep breath. I want everybody just to relax and to fully feel these energies of the Festival of the Christ, which is overloaded by Lord Maitreya, who Lord Sananda works with. And he is also an aspect of Lord Maitreya, who overloaded his body as Jesus the last 3 years. Feel the waves of light coming through your being as we are being guided by the golden ray, the 12th ray, which represents Christ consciousness right within our heart center. And I'm going to bring some vibration in. This is an overlighting energy of the angelic hosts. Greetings. It is my divine pleasure to be with you in this moment as Joshua, as I like to be called. Jesus Christ pulls me down too much to that lower frequency. Right now, I ask each of you to open up your hearts and allow yourself to feel your own Christ energy flowing within you. We are in a time of great acceleration. It is the golden year, and WESAC is very important. But first, let me say, I'm very excited to be here, to be part of this beautiful show, to be part of these energies, and to impart my frequency unto each of you through this voice. Let us just express ourselves in this moment and allow that frequency that we all are. And we were together at the time, as each of you were there. Many of you were very close to me. So right now I ask of you to take part of that whom you were and rise to the occasion of allowing your higher self to be fully integrated within your body in this very moment. As I accelerate myself unto the essence of Lord Sananda, as I expressed at that time, each of you would walk the earth at this time to fully bring forth the gifts unto yourself, as I have done, but more. Did I not say that, as each of you know? And I ask each of you now to move into your heart center. Move into the heart and allow that to flow within you and let go of the lower mind. Close off that physical mind, allow it to blend now fully into the heart as you are being embodied with the golden ray. And the golden ray fully infiltrates all colors of the rays. The basic rays that you have come into body with, but now we tap into those higher cosmic levels. So we have reds and blues and greens and indigo and pearlescent and golden yellow and light blue and dark blue and crystalline colors and sea foam and blue green, white light, pink orange, which makes up the golden. And see all this flux within the golden ray. As now we move up and feel the frequency of your body changing. And as it changes, you feel the essence of your higher self and allow him or her now to be fully activated within you as we all take a deep breath together. Now I come to you as Lord Sananda, which is a little bit of a different energy. So let's express unto you what the golden year is about. The golden year is each of you participated in the 11-11-11 has catapulted you in a new sense of being within you. As you bring forth these frequencies unto you, you have started to change. You are the way showers. You are the torch bearers. You were the warriors. And now that is all changing for each of you. So allow you to express that part of yourself in this moment. And allow yourself to fully know you are becoming whom you truly are through this essence. I want us just to sit and take a moment right now because I understand that we may need to take a break very soon.
We have a break coming up in about a minute, and I definitely want to thank you and all your aspects for coming through today. It is a pleasure to possibly be the first person to interview one of the spiritual hierarchy on a radio show.
It's very exciting for me to bring forth this frequency through Dearest One here and unto you and all the listeners. And I know some of you out there, I talk to you every Sunday night through the Cosmic Oneness. So this is a great pleasure to reach many more listeners.
Well, we're very pleased. I just want everybody to know the number to call in. We might have a chance to actually take a question for two is 866-472-5795. And you are now listening to Lord Sananda on the Walking Terra Crista Radio on VoiceAmerica.com Seventh Wave Network.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Melaresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct three live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Crista, the new Earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Are tuned in to Walking Terra Crista Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
We're back, everyone. We are here with Ward Sananda to bring in the energies and talk about the WESAC festivals and the Golden Era.
Thank you. It is my divine pleasure to be on this mediumship through this process of speaking to each of you out there in the frequency that we are. Again, let's just take a moment and do some deep breaths, as I want to feel the connection of everyone that is listening, to also bring forth this connection to those that will listen in the future. The golden era, you have arrived into 2012. What does that mean for each of you individually? It means that you are here to be the way showers, to be the torchbearers for many that will follow. And many are following. They are waking up. There is an aspect that is very necessary for us to look upon, is our lower egos and the lower energies. You heard the discussion earlier of Dearest One here and how she has accelerated herself. And without me becoming emotional, because she is very dear to my heart in more ways than any of you can know, as each of you are dear to my heart in many different ways, of many aspects, this has truly been a challenge for her to walk through these doorways. And it is a challenge for each of you at this time. So I ask of you, each of you, to listen carefully of what you have experienced within your own lives and to allow yourself to bring forth the healing process that is necessary to rise above the duality of blaming others for your problems. What are the lower energies, the four body system of the physical, the etheric, the mental, and the emotional, the hold of these elements within yourself? And I have shown to you the essence of Jesus Christ and Yeshua for a reason. That essence is within me, and I am part of unto you now. But I come to you as Lord Sananda because that is my higher self. And this is what I want for each and every one of you, to rise to the occasion, to embrace your higher self. And I'm not just talking about listening to your higher self in meditation or waking up from a dream state and feeling your higher self. I want you to fully embrace it within your physical body. And this is why we do the work through Dearest One and through Michael, to not just bring through words. I can sit here and I can be very philosophical if you would like me to, but that is not my work with either of them. My work with either of them is to bring in that vibrational energy as I bring it onto you right now. It is imperative that you allow this to come into your body. Why do you think you have what is called ascension symptoms? It's everywhere around the globe. Everyone is talking about, why do I wake up with dizziness? Why do I feel insecure? Why do I want to eat today? Why don't I want to eat? Why do I want to take a walk in nature? Why is this person bothering me? Because your body is changing. And within that frequency of light, your body is fighting it. So you must allow yourself to surrender. So we get on to the Festival of the Christ. It is the perfect time to walk through the golden doorway. And I do suggest you listen to that recording that she has spoken about, because it will help you to walk through that doorway. It will help you through our vibrational essence. And you will learn some tools to assist you yourself. I love working with Christine. And I call her Christine because she's been with me for such a very long time. I call her Christine because she is the Christ. She has become the Christ. And that was her role in this life. And I will say to you, she has tried to leave. many times, but we will not allow her to do so. And now she has fully embraced that. And that is the beauty of her life. And what is the beauty of your life? And I know each of you have your own stories. I know each of you have had your accidents and you have had your sicknesses and maybe even chemotherapy and elements within yourself that you had a chance to leave this planet, but you are still here. Embrace that moment. And I ask you to work through these words that they say now, timelines. It's none of my comprehension on the earth, but it is your comprehension. And they're just elements of frequency. So as we go through this festival of the Christ, it will help you to move into the WESAC energies. Why is WESAC going to be the most powerful ever created upon this earth? Because of you. Because of each of you that are here now, you have brought the fourth truth, the light through your bodies and allowed it to infiltrate into Gaia. And you are allowing the energies of the grids and the frequencies of the intergalactics and the Ashtar Command, my home, to come fully within you and to see that you are working with the many, not to be assisted, not to be flown into another space, but to be here upon this earth, creating the new earth. That is the power of our work together. It is the power of our frequency, is the power of our light. That is why WESAC is so powerful, because each of you are opening up yourselves into a whole new frequency. You are the Christ of beings. You just haven't realized it yet. So allow these elements that we've been discussing earlier through dearest Melarese and dearest Michael to be transformed. Ask and we shall help you. We are here to bring forth the assistance that you desire as you become the masters upon the new earth, as you are in the mastery path. This is why you are accelerating. This is why you're struggling and being challenged. Breathe, breathe, breathe through the process and bring in those color frequencies. You will see that the next moments of your creation will be much easier. And you're still going to be having those challenges. And we cry with you. We laugh with you. We embrace you. Because we don't know how to help you. Because why? Each of you are embracing this frequency within your bodies on this earth. Mass consciousness is changing physically. So you are writing the new textbook on ascension.
Well, those are really moving and powerful words. I want to thank you for being the first guest from the spiritual realms to be on our show today. Unfortunately, time has run out.
It goes quickly, does it not?
Sure does.
That's why we don't have any time on the inner plane.
It sure makes things a lot easier.
It has been my pleasure to bring my essence unto each of you and each of you listening. Express this unto you and feel it deeply.
Thank you so much. I am Mike here with Lady Melarese. On WalkingTerraCrista.com, we want to thank you for joining us today. We want you to have a great weekend and make it very, very 5D. And certainly tune in to all the recordings that we have and the archives of this show on VoiceAmerica.com, Seventh Wave Channel. Have an awesome weekend. Make it wonderful and a wonderful, wonderful Festival of the Christ and the energies of this weekend. May bless you.
In oneness.
Thank you again for listening. Please join Christine Melarese and Mike Hayden again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel as we continue walking Terra Christa Radio. Have a 5D weekend.